And now joining us over the phone this morning is Scott Gerard. He's the play-by-play voice of the Utah State Aggies. Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Good, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. Thank you for taking a few minutes of your day and your time to talk to us this morning because, well, we got something to talk about finally. The Utah State Aggies, the Mountain West Conference. It's only a week away. Thank goodness.
I know, 1 week away from starting the season. I know all of us are on pins and needles, hoping that you get in a full schedule and that you don't have any positive tests. But so far, so good for this team, and they're ready to get going.
Well, they'll need to be because out of the gate for Utah State, Boise State is who the Aggies have. So they'll have to have everything kind of off and running week one.
Yeah, you know, and I think they will be. Obviously, Boise State's, you know, for so many years has been the king of this conference. And so the conference title always seems to go through Boise, and that's fine. And Utah State's excited that they get that draw right out of the gate. This is a team that's going to be obviously, you know, in a bit of a transition. Jordan Love is now in the NFL, and Jason Shelley's now probably going to be your starting quarterback. So it's going to be an interesting transition year, but hey, why not take the big dogs on right out of the gate?
You know, when Utah State was winning the Mountain West back when Gary Anderson was there the first time, they had just some horses at running back, some horses at linebacker. Tell us who you think maybe we're not aware of that you feel like is going to maybe fill those types of roles for the Aggies here in this season, maybe at running back and linebacker.
Well, linebacker is going to be a little bit of a that's your big question mark right now. You got Eric Munoz and Kevin Metzenheimer, both who had pretty good seasons, but the depth just isn't there that they'd like to have at this point. And they'll eventually get there. They've got some young players they think can be pretty good, but as of right now, that linebacking spot is going to be a bit of a concern in terms of experience and in terms of depth. But running back, though, I think they've got one of the best running back groups in the Mountain West Conference. Devontae Henry Cole, who is the Utah transfer, who went to BYU for a couple months before finally deciding he wanted to go to Utah State. So he's a dynamic running back, and I've covered him a long time at the University of Utah. So he's really, really good. And then you got Jaylen Warren, who was beat up a little bit last year, dealt with some injuries. I think if he's healthy, he's a great, and he'll probably be your starter. Devontae Henry Cole will be another guy, and both of them will get a bunch of carries. And I think they've got a chance to be really, really good at that position.
We're speaking with Scott Gerard this morning, play-by-play voice of the Utah State Aggies. Scott, you were saying how you feel like Utah State is going to be ready to go, that they're prepared and ready for the season. Tell us how they have handled this crazy follow-up to this point, because, I mean, you go from the point where you are going to have a season, and then it's taken away, and then later it comes back. What have Utah State, what have they been doing to be ready and prepared to go?
Well, as soon as school started, even with the assumption that they weren't going to be playing until the spring, they had everybody on campus, and they were working through conditioning, and they were working through lifting weights. They treated it like an early, you know, like it was January, February. So they had guys on campus, and they were going through the motions in preparation for probably what they thought was going to be a January or February start time. So they were there and getting ready in terms of conditioning, in terms of weightlifting. And they felt like, you know, something could go at any given time, and certainly then it did. And so they feel like, from a conditioning standpoint, they're in a pretty good place, so that when the announcement came down that we're going to play in about 4 weeks, that they were able to transition quickly into spring, you know, or essentially fall camp, and be ready to go. So I think from a conditioning standpoint and everything else that you need to do to be able to be bigger and stronger and faster, I think they're in a pretty good place. There were some, you know, like, let's be honest, there's some California schools that weren't able to have kids on campus, that weren't able to have that early start. So that gave them a little bit of an edge, I think, in terms of having kids on campus. And when they made the announcement that they're going to go, they were ready to transition quickly. And I think that's going to give them a little bit of an edge over probably some other schools.
Do you feel like that's going to be an issue also in the Mountain West? The reason I bring that up is because we've talked about it many times with, you know, the NBA and Major League Baseball and with the big stoppage and things like that. It's all about who was able to handle that stoppage and the stop and start nature of what's been going on the best. And I'll just use a rival for example. When BYU played Navy, BYU looked like they were ready to play, and Navy did not. And I just look at I wonder in this first week of Mountain West play this coming up next weekend, are we going to see some instances like that?
Oh, I think you can plan on it. I mean, look, you've got San Jose State, and I haven't been keeping tabs. I know as of a week or two ago they were practicing at Humboldt State because they couldn't actually have official practices at their university, and that university is about 200 miles away where they were practicing because that's the only place where they could be allowed to actually have a practice. So they packed up their kids and took them 200 miles north. You have you've got New Mexico had a few positives yesterday, and so now they're pausing their activities. I mean, it's going to be a problem, and I think you're going to see some really good football from some teams and probably some really bad football from some teams. You know, I do a daily show here in Salt Lake City, so I've seen, I cover BYU and I cover Utah, and I've watched that Navy game very closely, and Navy, we didn't know at the time, but they announced afterwards they didn't even have a live practice. They had no hitting whatsoever before that BYU game, and, you know, obviously it showed. So, yeah, there's going to be teams that are going to be ready to go. There's going to be teams that are really going to struggle.
So with that in mind, Scott, when you look around the Mountain West, who do you see as the top contenders, the top two, three, maybe even four teams heading into the season next weekend?
Well, I think Boise State's going to be obviously ready to go, and I think they've been able to do pretty much anything they've wanted to do up in Boise. I think Wyoming's set to have a pretty good season this year. Colorado State's a team that I'm not quite sure on. I don't think they're going to be as good as they'd like to be because of some of the things they've dealt with there. And then you go over to the other division, and that's just a crapshoot to me. I think Nevada's got a chance to be okay, and San Diego State should be the favorite, but what has San Diego State been able to do? I'm not sure. So that other side of the division, I just have no idea how that's going to play out. Fresno, haven't been able to do much. San Jose State obviously isn't traditionally very good anyway, but they're dealing with their issues. So I would say Boise State, Wyoming. You know, and then you look at Air Force. Air Force has got 40 players that aren't participating this year. So probably can't expect much out of the academy. So I would say Boise State, Wyoming, Utah State, just based on the fact that they've been able to be pretty active, should be pretty good. And then you look on the other division, I have no idea how that's going to play out.
And I guess that kind of takes us to this year's selection process, because in a normal year, it's the Mountain Division champ and the West Division champ, which last year was Boise and Hawaii. This year, it's going to be the top two teams in terms of winning percentage. Do I have that correct?
That is correct, too. So, you know, hypothetically, you can have Boise State and Utah State playing for a conference championship.
Well, Scott, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for your insight. And, I think everybody's in agreement with all the differences and all the changes. Thank heavens they're playing.
Yes.
Thank heavens that they figured out a way to make it work.
You know, it's funny, just making the transition from, you know, just playing is the win. And then you think, well, now it's about wins and losses. But just being out there on the field, it feels like it's a big victory. So I'm with you guys. I'm excited. We actually just have some football to talk about and break down and watch.
That's Scott Girard, play-by-play voice of the Utah State Aggies. Scott, thanks so much.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for the time.
You can listen to Scott Girard and his call on the Aggies on our sister station, The Wave, out of Montpelier, Idaho. He'll be with you throughout the Utah State football season. It's all part of First Bank Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.